You're listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first. And he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. Brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the day of the resurrection. Easter morning, we experience that the tomb is empty, that Jesus has risen from the grave, that he destroys our death, he destroys our sin. He rises from them so that we can rise from our sins and our weaknesses. Jesus brings salvation and redemption to all of us. Today in the Gospel, we see many people who have experienced this. Mary of Magdala, the women, Simon Peter and John. And they all have experienced it differently. The empty tomb made a different impression at every one of them. We see that Peter and John are even racing to get there. Racing to get to the tomb, to find out the empty tomb. They went in and they have believed. Just by looking at the empty tomb, at the cloths of Jesus that covered his face and his body, this was enough for them to believe. This was enough for them to have hope. Let us run today to the empty tomb, that whatever was killing us during our life, whatever brought death, is empty. Our tomb is empty. Sin has no more power over us. We are no longer in slavery of sin, but we are freed. Today, let us be grateful to God and rejoice that He has saved us from our sins, that He is giving us new life. Let us invite Jesus into our daily life, into our Galilee, that we experience His resurrection every single day. Let us run to Jesus today and rejoice because of His great love and because of the power of the resurrection that He has shown to all of us. On behalf of all Pauline fathers and brothers here at the American Częstochowa, the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, I would like to wish all of you, brothers and sisters, a blessed Easter, and I would like to present to you Easter greetings that Father Christopher Drypka, the prior of American Częstochowa of our monastery, would like to say to all of you who are listening to this broadcast.
I was lost, and now I am found. I was dead, but I came to life again. Brothers and sisters, this is the story of a prodigal son. This is a story of each and every one of us. Resurrection happens every time when we come to our senses and come back to our Father's house. Easter is about resurrection. Easter is about new life. Easter is about coming back home. When the old man dies and a new man is being born again. My brothers and sisters, Easter is about hope. No matter how bad your situation is, there is always a chance. With God, there is always hope. Actually, there is hope even inside the grave. I wish you all to find new life in Christ today. On behalf of all brothers and fathers working here at the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, I wish you all happy Easter. God bless you.
April 21st, Easter Sunday. The resurrection procession and mass in Polish will take place at 8:30 a.m. Polish masses will be at 10 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. and English masses at 11 a.m., 2:30 p.m. and 5 p.m. There will be no confessions on Easter Sunday. All masses will be celebrated in the main church. April 28 is Divine Mercy Sunday. Join us for the celebration of the Divine Mercy Sunday. The main mass will take place at 2:30 p.m. in the main church, followed by the Divine Mercy Chaplet, sung in different languages. Most Reverend Stanisław Dziuba, Bishop of Umzimkulu Diocese from South Africa, will preside the liturgy. Save the date for the Be Not Afraid Family Vocation Day that will take place at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa on Saturday, June 15th, featuring many amazing speakers, among them Leah Darrell, Pauline Fathers and Brothers, Fathers of Mercy, Archdiocese of Philadelphia, Bishop Timothy Sr., and many religious communities. Don't forget, save the date, Saturday, June 15th, Be Not Afraid, Family Vocation Day. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.